Now on the catch up, talking nutrition with Dr. Dom Kondo.
Yes, we are, and joining us on the line, Dr. Dom. Hello, Dom.
Hello, how are you both this week?
Well, we are very good, and particularly loving this sunshine. And you from South Australia, who often feels like you miss out on a bit of sunshine, you'd be enjoying it too.
Oh, the last couple of days have been amazing. I mean, I don't know if in Geelong the storm's come through yet, but here in Melbourne it's hit pretty hard.
Yes.
But
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yes, before that.
Do you like a thunderstorm, Dom? Do you like a bit of a thunderstorm on a hot day?
It freaks me out, to be honest. I sort of hide under the table. Yeah, I don't really enjoy it.
Okay, then, moving right along.
Okie dokie. Now, Tom, you're doing something really cool, and it's all around female athletes. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, well, there is a great event happening this weekend. I can't claim the amazing event, not my event, but the Female Athlete Network is having an event in Geelong, which is really, really exciting. And it's all aimed at female athletes, as the name probably gives away. But it's just, I'm so excited to be part of it, because it's not only for athletes themselves, for female athletes, but then everyone that supports them. So, you know, from parents to health professionals, it's all going to be around the education and the empowerment of female athletes, which is really, really exciting. And it's on Sunday, the 12th of December.
All right, fantastic stuff. Now, Dom, today we are actually talking about takeaway. And I know that there is no real healthy takeaway. Is there something that we can have that feels like takeaway that might be okay for us?
not to the sort of takeaway that you we no. There definitely is. You can definitely get better sorts of takeaway than others. So, you know, as an example, if you really love a burger, then there's going to be better burger joints than other burger joints. So you can choose better in that way.
Yep.
But also, like, I mean, takeaway can be things like a hot chicken, a salad, or it can be Asian food, and then you could choose differently with the Asian food. You don't have to get all of the fried stuff. You can actually get, you know, stir fried, some steamed rice. So you can make better choices as well. It's actually quite funny when people say they love a burger joint. I thought, well, maybe sometimes, you know, just get it without the bun. Get it in, like, some lettuce leaves, and they look at you like, what's the point of that? So you actually do need to choose, you know, is it there to be enjoyed? And if so, just enjoy it. But otherwise, there are some better options that you can choose. And number one, always make sure that whatever you're choosing is focused on the protein. And then it's, you know, add the carbs around it to make a healthier choice.
So, for example, if you wanted to have a bit of takeaway rather than going for a really overly processed burger, you could actually make your own at home and make it healthier.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely can. I mean, that's always going to be the best way, is if you don't need to actually go out and get the takeaway, make it at home. Because the thing that you don't realise about takeaway is that they have so many added ingredients. Mm. You know, they put extra salt, they put extra sauces, they make things in extra fat, and often the wrong sort of fat. So, you know, if you can make it yourself at home, absolutely. And now even with things like the air fryers, you can actually make pretty healthy, you know, chips with air fryers and those sorts of things. So if you can make a takeaway at home, definitely do it. If you just can't be bothered cooking and really craving getting it in, you can still choose better than some of the traditional takeaway options.
Yep. It's the only reason we brought this up today, because one of those traditional takeaways has actually brought out the Tim Tam McFlurry. I don't really need to. So that's
Oreo all the way, I think. But anyway.
I want a Tim Tam one. I've never been pleased or happy with the Oreo one.
Really? The Oreos are best. Like cookies and cream. Fantastic.
Okay.
So along those lines too, because we know, Dom, that when we've spoken to you, occasionally we can have a breakout, but if you're going to have an Oreo or a Tim Tam McFlurry, you must realise that energy going in needs to come out as well. So if you're going to indulge in something like that, you're going to have to put in the hard yards afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. Couldn't agree more. Do a bit of extra movement and then enjoy the McFlurry.
Now, can I ask you a question? And this is kind of related to the fact that you're one of the guest speakers at the female athlete network. Event on the 12th. Is it different for men to women? Like, you know, takeaway and food, and do men and women process food differently?
So it's a really good question. We probably don't know enough about how they process. I mean, what we know is that obviously females have a lot of different hormonal events that occur. Their hormones behave really, really differently. And as a result, we do actually have different nutritional requirements and probably metabolize foods in different ways. And that will actually change over the course of a month as well, depending on what that hormone profile looks like. So we definitely have different requirements. You know, and even from the amount of nutrients that we need is obviously going to be pretty different. But, you know, at different times of the month, females are really going to need more of different nutrients than others. And the energy requirement is going to change a fair bit as well. Whereas male was a pretty standard with what they need most of the time. So that plays a really, really important part. And I guess, yeah, with this event that is happening, we're going to be hearing from so many different experts and female athletes themselves, which is really exciting. But you know, from my end, I will be talking a lot about the nutritional requirements of female athletes, but also really focusing on that low energy availability and some of the body image concerns that we really see, you know, in this population group and in females in general, really. But then the effect that can actually have on health and performance, which can also obviously really affect the way that we metabolize foods too. So it's a big picture. And then a complicated answer to that question. So yeah, it probably does. We probably don't know enough about it, and it's probably quite individualised as well.
Yeah, well, the good news about that, I suppose, is we're learning every day, and more research is being put into it. And with more and more female athletes coming online, we've got more information to process, and hopefully we'll find some good answers to all of these questions going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a really important point. Like, we don't know enough about females in general, because the research for years and years has only been done in males. And the reason behind that is, again, because of the hormonal differences. So they can't control for it with females. So research just hasn't been done. But it's now really starting to, which is exciting. So, again, if you are, those listeners, if you are interested in learning more about female health, come along and head to the female athlete network social pages and you can get your tickets from there. But it'll be a great event at the Warehouse on 12th of December.
Awesome. Tom, it's been a joy as always catching up with you, and
you guys,
I will try the Tim Tam McFlurry just so that I can say to you whether it is better than the Oreo.
Yeah, let me know. So have I missed something? Because to be honest, I don't keep in touch with Macca's menus very often.
No, they've got
Are they out there? Like, is that a thing now?
It's a thing.
It's a summer menu. Oh. They've actually released their summer menu, and it involves a Big Mac with chicken rather than the beef, and also the Big Mac with a couple of pieces of bacon. We won't focus on those because that's
fantastic.
Just...
Yeah. And a Diet Coke on the side. Just to out.
Thank you, Dom. We know how you feel about that. It's okay. That's why we focused on the Tim Tam McFlurry, because that would be a nice one today. But we now realise that you're an Oreo girl, and that's a whole other argument that needs to be had.
The mix will be epic, I think. Crashing both together.
Yeah, get one of each. Oh,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dom.
Been a pleasure. Chat to you soon.
See ya. Dr. Bye. Dom Kondo, our nutritionist from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.